Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to Total Information AM on this Wednesday morning. I'm Megan Lynch alongside Tom Ackerman, and hockey's preseason is underway. It's the best time to think back about some of the greatest players in St. Louis Blues history. And guess what? We've got a good book that you can curl up with. Who better to tell the story than longtime St. Louis NN sports writer Dan O'Neill?
Yeah, Dan's new book dives into the history of the Blues, the team's greatest players in Best of the Blues, the greatest players in team history. Dan, we have copies right here in the studio. It's an outstanding book. Congratulations on it.
Tom, thanks. Those aren't worth quite as much as Aaron Judge's 60-second home run ball, but I like the book anyway.
Can you believe that, buddy? How about that? This book is really good. Now, I would describe this as a book not only of great writing, but also great photos. And it runs through the best players in history, but there are also little side notes and side stories. And I wanted to point one out before we talk about the greats, because we all know about the greats. But as you always do, you educate us. And there's a great story in here about Seth Martin. One of the sections in this book is Best of the Brief. Seth Martin was actually a legendary goalie in Canada, wasn't he? And he was Glenn Hall's backup. Tell me about him.
Yeah, well, it's interesting, Tom. Everybody knows about Glenn Hall, and he was the first player the Blues took in the expansion draft back in 67, and became the backbone, really, of their early teams that went to the Stanley Cup Finals three times. But what people probably didn't know so much about, or the person they didn't know so much about, is Seth Martin. And the Blues, they drafted Hall, and then they wanted a good backup goalie. They wanted a guy to go with them. And Seth Martin had been a star. He was a legendary player in Canada. He had starred as an amateur goalie. He had starred on their international teams. He had been the backbone, really, of their team that won the 1961 World Championships, had represented them in the Olympics. Been the goaltender for Team Canada. So he was a very well-known and very highly regarded goalie in Canada. The Blues were able to sign him. He came here. It was the first time he played in the NHL. And he really split time pretty evenly with Glenn Hall. In fact, Seth Martin was the Blues goalie on opening night, their first game ever in 1967, 2-2 tie with Minnesota. And he split time pretty evenly. He had pretty good numbers. His save percentage was even better than Glenn Hall that first season. But when the season was over, you know, he was 34, 35 years old at the time. So he wasn't a kid. He had been working as a fireman in Trail, British Columbia, and when he decided to take the Blues offer. But when the season was over, he had to decide whether he wanted to come back and play another season in the NHL or go back to Trail and be a fireman, because if he didn't go back, he was going to lose his fireman's pension. So he decided to go home and keep his pension together and go back to the fire department. So it just shows you, you know, how different the money was then. I mean, the NHL minimum in 67 was around $10,000, so you know, I guess the pension paid him a little bit more. I don't know.
Wow. Dan, when we look at the best of the best that you list in here, I think there are a lot of Blues fans that are going to be very gratified that you included the late Pavel Dimitra in the list.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's no question that Dimitra would be on the short list of greatest players the Blues have had. Certainly one of the greatest trades they ever made. I mean, they traded a defenseman named Christer Olsen to get Dimitra from Ottawa, and Olsen never wound up amounting to anything in the NHL, while Dimitra came here and just he became a star. He became their leading offensive player for a few seasons. And, you know, and Keith Tkachuk would tell you that he was a big part of Keith Tkachuk's success here. Tkachuk used to play with Dimitra quite often on the same line. So there's no question that Pavel Dimitra had very high-end skill and is among the best players the Blues have ever had.
You open by paying tribute to, among others, Bob Plager in your part of the book called The Best. There are also front office personnel and others in here, Dan.
Well, Bob Plager is the best. I mean, that's the way I started the book. The idea is there's a lot of different definitions for the best and a lot of things you can take into consideration. But when you take into consideration everything, then in my mind anyway, there's never been anyone like Bob Plager, what he did for the organization. He was on their very first team. He was here from the very beginning, was a popular player. And when his playing career was over, did just about everything for the Blues, was a scout, was a coach at Peoria and led them to a championship, was the head coach for a brief time, and then was always just a great ambassador for the Blues, promoting the team, promoting hockey. I mean, Tom, you know this, but I doubt you could name five people you know, and probably three or four of them have met or talked with Bob Plager. So in my mind anyway, nobody ever could compare to the things that Bob Plager did for the Blues.
Dan, as you well know, this week the Blues announced the first Hall of Fame. There's 10 players, or 10 people actually. There's a couple of broadcasters there that are going to be going into that. Who would you have as the 11th based on the list that you generated for your book?
Well, that's strictly KGB. You know, I'm on the committee, so... No, but here's what I love about the Hall of Fame. The Blues have retired 8 numbers. And one number that is not retired is number 7. And the reason is there's too many people that they would have to honor if they retired number 7. I mean, that's been a real quandary for the Blues over the years. Red Berenson wore number 7. Keith Tkachuk wore number 7. Joe Mullen wore number 7. So Gary Unger wore number 7. And what I love about the Hall of Fame is all those guys are going to wind up being honored and go into the Hall of Fame. So they're not their own worst enemy anymore in terms of what number they wore.
Dan, you're scheduled to be at Centene Community Ice Center on Friday at 5 and also appearing with Louie at the Peacock Diner in the Loop on Thursday, October 13th. That's in the morning, 10 to 11.
That's right, Tom. I hope to induct Louie into the Hall of Fame while I'm there at least the Peacock Diner Hall of Fame anyway. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be fun, 10 o'clock in the morning, and the diner is going to have a couple of special items on their menu, blueberry pie or something like that. Yeah. So it should be fun. I'm looking forward to it.
Dan, congratulations on this. It's a really great work. It is Best of the Blues by Dan O'Neill, Reedy Press. They always do a wonderful job. Pleased to announce the release of this new book. And congratulations and thanks for being with us on KMOX.
Well, thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular-season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.